Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and good day to you. This is Molly McCord, and welcome to the Monday episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am grateful that you're joining me today as we're going to talk about something that I believe is important to many people, yet it isn't something that is openly discussed or revealed. It could be an experience that you've had in your life, something you've been dealing with privately, and we're going to talk about depression and anxiety through the lens of astrology, specifically some astrological transits or aspects or energies that can show that at a soul level there was an opportunity to move through this experience. And that's something that I offer too, is because what I teach and share is the spiritual perspective of our human journey. And so we go through many things in our life, and we can feel like we're on this path and that we're on a set trail, so to speak, that say you go through childhood, you go through your teenage years, you become an adult, you get a job, you get married, you have kids. All of that can be assumed on some level, if that's important to you, that that's what life is about. And yet, from a spiritual perspective, what we're really doing here in our human skin is working with all these types of energies. And we're having all these different experiences of energies. And sometimes these include the harder, denser, and more challenging energies that can show up as depression or anxiety. Now, please know that this is in no way medical advice. I am not prescribing anything officially. This is simply a conversation. I'm just offering you some things to think about to see if they resonate with you, if they connect with your experience. There are many different types of mental illnesses that people experience, whether it's something severe, chronic, or ongoing, or whether it is a short-term situational experience. There are different levels on the spectrum, so to speak, of these energies, of depression, of anxiety, and sometimes it really requires that you connect with a mental professional. So I do want to throw that out there, that it's important to take the practical steps in your real world to deal with these symptoms or these feelings that you have coming up. But I hope that this show offers a little bit more to consider as well. This is a podcast that's been live now for 6.5 years. You can find out more about me on one of my websites, ConsciousCoolChic.com, which I launched in 2011. And I also have a website at MollyMcCord.online that is business development for other spiritual experts, healers, and authors who want to build their online business presence. And then I also have initiated and operated spiritualityuniversity.com since 2014, and it is now a platform where you can find more spiritual information as well as classes through a number of Ivy League colleges, and most of these are online classes that are free. So Spirituality University is designed to help anyone who wants to accelerate or learn more on their spiritual path as well. So every week we talk about astrology, and we're going to focus in on depression and anxiety, as I said. And I think that it's important, first of all, to be aware of your emotional truth, because these experiences that we go through at times can be filled with many layers of energies. And we all can work through them differently. We all might hold them differently, meaning you could hold them close to your chest and be very private. There's parts of yourself that, again, you don't share with other people. It's only something you know about. And then there are others who are much more communicative and want to share what they're feeling or go to a trusted friend. And I believe that one way to always connect with your emotional truth is to have the courage to be honest with yourself, knowing that spiritually you can feel safe in that honesty, you can feel that it's okay to state how you really feel, whether that is a fear, shame, if you're being really hard on yourself, if you're being too critical, if there's messages that you've been telling yourself, like, I should get through this, why can't I get on the other side of this, why can't I deal with this, why can't I, you know, fill in the blank. All of that can come up when you're moving through something that is dense, challenging, or difficult, and private. So what I would like to offer you is not only the courage to be emotionally honest with yourself, but to look at where you go spiritually or to the higher perspective for comfort. And that will tell you or show you that you're never alone and you're never in this alone. And I want to start with that because when we open up to asking for help, I get the image right now of, like, the heart can feel like a cage, and then you open it up and the birds can fly. It's like when you open up to ask for help spiritually, and, of course, if you need it professionally or with a therapist, it's like you're not alone. There are options and there are choices. And when we're going through something emotional and big, we can feel like we're stuck or that you don't have choices. You can feel like, I don't know what my choices are. I have to do this on my own. I don't want other people to know. And so I just want to invite you to consider that you do not have to go through it all alone. There are recent statistics about both depression and anxiety that both of these have been on the rise in the last decade. And you could Google a ton of statistics out there on these experiences. There's even, it's called the Anxiety and Depression Association of America. There is the National Institute of Mental Health. I realize these are American-centric resources and bodies, but there are various mental health resources across many countries and internationally. And a lot of these statistics are underreported because people don't report them, or they're not something that you would tell your doctor, let's say, or that you would offer out. So one of the reasons why I felt this topic was important is because I know that a number of you are moving through some really challenging energies, and I'm going to share with you in the show a bit of about my own experience with that and how I was able to connect it to an astrological transit I was going through. And to please also not only be open to asking for energetic support spiritually, practically, through other professionals, but to return to the understanding that what if you as a soul really wanted to go through some experiences in order to demonstrate to yourself your own power? And what if you, at a soul level, chose, as part of your experience in this lifetime, to move through some things that would push you to your limits, would push you to those edges? And what if you as a soul also said, I know that no matter what, I can get through this. And I might be scared and I might be emotional, it might be hard, but I can get through it. And you can move through emotional things and you can understand yourself even better and understand what you were learning. And that it's only going to contribute to your own sense of empowerment and strength and confidence. And in this day and age, when we have more social media and internet, you can really go into the comparison of what other people are doing, the comparison of other people's lives, You could go into what your life is versus what their life is. And there's many different articles out there that are written on this about how don't compare your daily life to somebody else's highlight reel. Because think about what we post on social media. We post the best things. We don't post the hardest things or the worst things that we go through, but we're all moving through things. We're all moving through areas of growth and learning and challenges and fears. That's just part of this experience. And so anything on social media could give you a distorted perspective on what is real or what life should be. Or you could buy into too many messages from the media, from celebrity culture, from what it means to be famous or rich or anything, right? You could buy into that must be the perfect life or that must be what will make me happy. But understanding how everything is energy is really your greatest source of wisdom through anything, because then you understand that I always have control over my energy. I am a creator. I am a manifester of my own energy, and I want to use it in the highest and best possible way. And so you can think that and then think, well, then why am I feeling depressed or why am I going through this anxiety? And those can feel self-defeating at times, like why can't I push through this or why am I still in this? So I wanted to offer you some new ways to look at this. Now, in your astrology chart, there is no one thing that describes depression or describes anxiety. There's no one transit. There's no one aspect. There's no certain sign or planet. It's not that simple. There are many layers in an astrology chart. There's many ways that energy is teaching you about yourself. And so we can't look at it and say, oh, well, this explains this, this, and this. An astrology chart also does not show you consciousness. It doesn't show you how someone is using their free will to make choices or how they want to move through something. So you can look at your chart, and as you learn more about it and you learn more about who you are, then you have more ways of understanding what needs you have, your needs that are not being met, not being recognized, or not being understood. And let's start then with your moon sign, because your moon sign is your emotional self. Your moon sign is how you experience the world and your life on a daily basis. Your moon sign is how you process your emotions, and everyone does this differently. And this is the energy that you might not realize is there until you understand your moon. And your moon is intimate and private. It can be a little bit more out there, if you will, depending on where it is in an astrology chart. If it's in a house, say, for example, the 10th house, the moon in the 10th house typically is looking to achieve, and it can go it alone. And it might not ask for help. The moon in the fourth house is very private and insular, and it wants to have a safe space every day and probably likes to be at home or in that safe space in a daily way. So the moon shows up in so many different ways, but it's how you deal with your emotions. And then we look at the aspects to the moon, to look at how those emotions can be expressed and what other energies you feel. So the squares to the moon can offer an emotional tension or hardship. Oppositions can feel like something is outside of your power. Conjunctions can make the energy bigger or denser. It depends on what planet is conjunct the moon. But the moon is showing you your daily needs. So look at this part of your chart to understand what you need emotionally on a daily basis. It's how we receive love as well. It's connected with the feminine energies typically. Venus is a feminine energy. Venus is how we receive love. Venus is how we feel loved. It's how we connect and relate with other people. And the moon is how we then process those emotions and how we move through life. It's your first instinctual feeling about something. And depending on what your moon is, that will tell you how you feel. So know your moon, because this is going to tell you your emotional needs and what part of you needs to be recognized for yourself. What emotional needs do you have that are not being addressed? Now, anxiety and depression have many different ways of showing up. For example, there can be social anxiety disorder, panic disorder, general anxiety, obsessive compulsive, specific phobias. There could be PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. You could have a major depressive disorder. You could have something that is persistent depressive disorder, which is a form of depression that can last for 2 years. And then there's all kinds of related disorders or anxieties, whether it's related to a sleep disorder, ADHD, stress, bipolar. I mean, all this stuff, right, can come up throughout life. It can come up through different things that happen to us, whether it's a traumatic event or just a coping mechanism. So there's a lot of statistics out there that can help you understand what's happening. But astrologically and spiritually, as well as energetically, understand that you have choices for support and that the more you understand who you are, the more you can address those needs. So the moon shows you your emotional needs. Chiron is the point in the chart where we are the most vulnerable and we lack confidence. And when the Chiron is heavily stressed, either natally or through a transit, that is the energy where we don't feel we have confidence in general, where we feel very vulnerable. We can feel like a victim, and we can feel like parts of life are too big or too overwhelming. It can feel like you don't have the power, like you don't have the strength to deal with some parts of yourself. This is the strong Chiron energy. And the Chiron energy can be triggered through transits as well in your chart, where you feel at a low point. There's the wounding that comes up with Chiron. But Chiron is also a very powerful healer. And when we first have that deep stab or that deep sense of I'm not sure what to do, I mean, it can, again, feel like that victim consciousness or separation consciousness. It then gives you the opportunity to say, no, I'm more powerful than this situation, this emotion, this experience. I'm more powerful. And ultimately, Chiron gifts you with the opportunity to step into more of your own healing abilities for yourself, more choices you can make that are strengthening and confidence boosting. And yet, it doesn't feel good. I mean, that's just Chiron's energy, is that we all have parts of ourselves that we're healing in this lifetime. Chiron is connected with the soul's wound, and typically it's what we're healing throughout our life. And so we see the themes come up. It can be very emotional. It can be very hard or heavy at times, and that's just the reality of it. And we all deal with that differently, because you would have a different Chiron or different Chiron transits happening in your chart. So, again, there's no one thing that is true for everyone, other than the Chiron energy can show you what's under the surface that your soul was ready to heal in this lifetime. And I feel like that can help you detach from any of those big triggers or pain points. And hopefully, Chiron can be the catalyst where you reach out for new knowledge, support, choices, something new. Because oftentimes it can be very difficult to heal our Chiron alone, whether that's by transit or, again, in your natal chart. And you're meant to look at what is underneath here. Now, there are some really good things that I recommend for working with your Chiron and healing anything around depression or anxiety, the energetics. I really think that EFT, emotional freedom technique, can be useful if you do it. And it's tapping, it's also known as tapping on the different energy meridians in the body while you say out loud a fear, a feeling, an emotion. I've recommended Brad Yates before. That's Yates with a Y. He is on YouTube. He is excellent. I have followed him for years. I've used tapping when I've been going through really hard situations in my life, and I feel like it does move the emotional energy. It gets you unstuck. And so that can help with the anxiety, especially if it's something that is mentally holding you back or holding you down. Oftentimes, the mind becomes its own worst enemy when it feels like things are trapped in your head. But when you give it a voice, when you activate your third chakra and you speak it and you say it, it can diffuse that energy. It moves it. Then it's not just spinning in your head. So if, for example, it's mental anxiety or mental fears, you want to activate your Mercury and use your Mercury and use your throat chakra to speak your fears, to speak your truth, and to move it through you. So that's why I like tapping, is because you say the fear out loud, and you do this as you're tapping on the different energy meridians. And then as you say the fears, you're led through a new way to think about the fear and how to look at it differently. And that alone can help, especially when something is really intense or you're feeling all alone. Your Mercury shows where you're needing to speak something and to at least say it for yourself. Say it in private. You can also write it down, write it out, but it's to move the energy through you, because anything that stays in your mind for too long, it can really create more anxiety than you realize. That's why you can wake up in the middle of the night, right? You can't sleep because all these thoughts are in your head, and that alone is anxiety. So know that you have ways to move through it and that you don't have to keep it locked away. Look at your Mercury. Use your Mercury, the talents and needs of your Mercury, to express what you need to say, and that alone will clear it out and reduce some of those, it's like the energetic stagnation or the energetic spinning. So Chiron shows you where you're healing a theme throughout your life, and when you own your Chiron, which we're all forced to do, ready or not, between the ages of 49 and 51. We all have a Chiron return. That is something that we are able to really see in our lives. Before I forget, I want to let you know that on my YouTube channel, under playlists, I have a playlist that's all about the major transits that we experience throughout our life. And under the first one, between the ages of 7 and 20, it goes through all the transits we go through, and it talks about the first Chiron square between 11 to 14, which is the opening of the wound, the opening of something that was hard for us when Chiron squares itself in your natal chart. And this will show you a theme that you're then healing. And then in your mid-20s, you have your Chiron opposition. And this is where you have some kind of challenge or hardship. It's known as the quarter-life crisis became a thing. That's your Chiron opposition. So know that I laid it out for you, some of these transits that we all go through. So if you were to look at when your anxiety started or when you experienced a significant depression in your life, say you were in your late 20s, well, probably could have been your Saturn return. Whereas in your mid-20s, maybe it was your Chiron opposition. Check out this playlist I have for you on YouTube, because you're going to find some answers and connect the dots through your astrology chart of what was going on. So I want to throw that out before I forget. Now, another energy to look at is your Venus. Again, Venus is how you receive love, but from yourself, how you're loving yourself. And when Venus is experiencing a hard transit or a hard aspect, she doesn't feel loved. And that's when the energy can, like, cave in on itself. And that's where you can be your own worst enemy. Like, I'm literally getting the image of a cave that's, like, collapsing in because it just feels empty or hollow. And it could be that you then need to give your Venus a lot of love and self-care, validation, confidence. Tell her why she's loved. Tell yourself why you're amazing. What are your skills? What are you here to create? This is important, and I don't mean it to sound elementary, okay? But it's vital to all of us to understand why we are good. Why are you a good person? What is it about yourself you need to recognize and see? Because sometimes when we go through these hardships, we don't see it, right? You're just like, oh, I'm the worst person on the planet, and you go into this monologue that isn't even true. But it shows where you're holding a lack of love for yourself. And the feminine energies that we all carry and possess, they need that love. They need to be like, today, I really did my best, even when X, Y, and Z was hard, so-and-so was a jerk, this wasn't the best situation, you still return to that Venus energy of, I'm a good person, and I did my best, and I'm still going to stand in my corner. I'm going to stand in my own corner here and be my own champion. And that can be where you give yourself these confidence-boosting messages. And then we also bring in your Mars. Now, Mars is the area where we can feel more confident. It is where we say, this is what I accomplished, this is what I did today. Typically, Mars can seem like an egomaniac if it's out of control, but that is not really what Mars is. Mars is about your sense of self and saying, I did great, or this is what is good about me, and this is why I am a good person in the world. And it's meant to be, like, I feel it as, how do I describe this? I don't mean to say, okay. A healthy sense of self is vital to life. You need to feel good about yourself. You want to have confidence in yourself. And when you're going through a hard time or you're experiencing some PTSD or you're feeling like life is just really hard right now, your Mars is going to be part of your confidence building. And it's going to bring you back to what is strong about you, your own champion. Mars is more of your own champion than Venus, but they work together in your self-love. And Mars will remind you what you're good at, what your strengths are, what you're here to really own and love about yourself that contributes to confidence. And when there is a difficult aspect or transit to Mars, or if Mars is not in a very strong astrological sign, confidence can feel fleeting. You can lack that self-assurance. You can lack that healthy ego. So this could be natally in your chart, or it could be something that's a transit. But at least when you know your astrology chart, you can know what you're working on. And you can know to not be too hard on yourself and to find the strengths, to find the positives, to find what does work. One of the planets that can feel the hardest at times is Saturn, because Saturn is about our real-world experiences. Saturn is about your commitments and the responsibilities in the world. Saturn is really excellent in the earth signs, because that's where the Saturn energy shows up the strongest in the physical realms, through work, through commitments, through finances, through things we have to stay the course with. And it can also be when we feel that energies are sitting on us, is when you have a Saturn conjunction a Saturn square or a Saturn opposition that's happening in your chart, especially any of your personal planets, there's a Saturn reality check. And those reality checks can be hard depending on how you've worked with the energies, how your Saturn is in your own chart, and how you make commitments and stick to them and show up. And not every, again, it's hard for me to generalize all this, of course, because it's so personal. So I'm having to speak in general terms, but the more you know your own chart, the more you understand the Saturn energies that you came in with. And so the Saturn transits are really good to be aware of because you can see them coming in terms of where you'll be tested, where you will need to step up, where you'll need to be aware of what you're learning and how you're growing. You'll have to be aware of, okay, this is something in the real world that could feel that I have to go it alone. And it's good to see these transits moving through your chart wherever Saturn is transiting, because it can show up as depression. It can show up as hardship. It can show up as the burdens of the world are too much for me right now. When you're going through a Saturn conjunction, a Saturn square, or a Saturn opposition. I remember back in 1998, I had one of the hardest times of my life where I had moved to a new state. I was in college and I was going to be doing a term at this new place. It was an adventure. I was up for it. I love new starts. I love traveling. I thought this was going to be great. And it turned out to be the darkest and hardest time in my life. And I wrote about this in my spiritual memoir, The Art of Trapeze. This book came out in 2013. And it had over 28,000 downloads in 4 days. It was actually number two behind 12 Years a Slave. Believe me, I couldn't even believe it. I was like, what? It was amazing. But out of all the people who downloaded that book and who read that book, which talked about moving to Paris and my life in Paris and following a dream and all these things that transpired, and then I don't want to give anything away, but then what happened after that, everything I share in that book, the one thing that people wrote to me about was how they could relate to my experience of depression. I was so surprised. I had no idea that so many people could understand what that was like, how you go down the spiral, how you experience this loss of yourself. I mean, my experience, I didn't even leave my apartment for a week, and I was isolated, and it was really, really hard. And I was all alone in every sense of the experience. And then eventually it shifted and some things changed. So I wrote about that in the book. And believe me, my ego did not want to write about it. I was like, oh, I shouldn't put this out there. But I wrote about it because my intention was to help other people. And so I came back to my intention of, okay, get out of your ego, Molly, and just be honest and just be relatable. So that turned out to be this, again, I couldn't believe how many people could relate to depression. And I went and looked at my transits in my chart. And during that time, Saturn was conjunct my Chiron. And it was awful. And I didn't know that at the time. I wasn't watching all of my transits back in 1998. But when I went back and looked at that time in my life, I was like, well, what was working with me? Like, why was it such a hard, difficult time? And it was that Saturn, right, the real world, the being alone, the depression, the difficulty on top of Chiron, which is your sense of weakness, and it just comes in and it makes you feel even more vulnerable or the hardship. And for me, at least, I can only speak for myself. And it was in Aries. My Chiron's in Aries. So it was a sense of self. Was totally depleted. And so I understood then what was happening and how I needed to be conscious of this energy in my chart, but also to understand that what I was looking at was what was me and what wasn't me. Because depression, like I think of depression as some kind of heavy energy, sort of like the French press coffee, you know, when you're like making the French press and you push down the grinder. That's what depression feels like. It's like something is pushing you down on top of you, bigger than you. And I feel like what it was showing me was everything that wasn't true to me. And I had my identity, Aries, in one thing or in a smaller definition of self. And maybe it was too much of like a false truth. And the Saturn energy comes in and tests you and says, is this really who you are? And the answer was no, but then it was like, but I don't know who I am then. And it leaves this void and this emptiness and the feeling of loss, being lost. And so that was this time of understanding that the depression, like the energy pressing on you, if you feel that too, if you ever felt that, I feel like it's ultimately meant to work with us. So energetically, I want to offer that perspective to turn it around and to say, okay, the depression is showing me what I'm not, and that there's parts of my energy or parts of myself that I thought were me, but they aren't my truth, or there's more to me than I realized, but all I feel is this heaviness and the emotions and the intensity, and what do I do and how do I move through it? And sometimes all you do is take it one day at a time. Like there's not a quick fix. There's not always a shortcut. There isn't always this gets turned around in 24 hours. Especially if you're doing it with the Saturn energy. Because Saturn is slow moving. It's meant to regulate us. It's meant to say, okay, today do this. Tomorrow do this. One step, one step, one step. To be manageable. And so the depression energy, don't self-identify with it, meaning you're feeling it. It's an energy you're feeling, and you can move through it, and you will move through it. And it could just be that you're getting to the next starting point. And it's clearing out, and it's clearing away what isn't truly you. And it's not something working against you, unless you choose that perspective. Rather, it's your soul, higher self, another energy saying, there's more here that we want you to experience. There's more here to understand about you and who you are and your energy. And so the depression, like I keep getting that image of the French press coffee maker. It's literally squeezing out what you won't need to carry forward and what is not even yours. Because we can be carrying stuff from our families, our friends, our work, our expectations, our sense of a false self. And so there's a lack of alignment of who you really are versus who you thought you were or what you want in life versus what you thought you wanted. And so I'm trying to some clarity of how this is not meant to work against you. It's meant to show you what was underneath that you just didn't realize before. And yet, that's not how it feels at first, because it can feel very heavy or very slow or very stagnant. And I feel like this is also a gift of presence, of mindfulness, of coming back to yourself. And for both depression and anxiety, there is the opportunity to step into detachment. and to look at yourself, and I'm getting it through the lens of your higher self, which could show up in your chart as Neptune, and to look at this through a detached lens of, it's like talking about yourself in the third person. How would you describe what you're learning? How would you describe what you're feeling? How would you describe yourself or what this is in a detached way, in a detached observer of, this is a hard experience that they're feeling deeply, and what is meant to come up, like what, there's something coming up. Like I'm getting the image now of fresh flower buds coming up through the earth. It's like you clear it out, that false sense of self or those false emotions or those false identities, that the whatever is not truly you, and then something else sprouts. And this, I feel like this is part of the energetic turning point. And there's something around managing your energy differently that is also a step in a new direction. It's like leveling up or powering up is like, how do I manage this differently? What new tools do I need? What new approaches do I need? How do I need to see this in a whole different way so that I don't work against myself, so that I return to accepting myself for who I am, for recognizing my needs, for understanding who I am and what is important in my life. It's like this whole, I'm seeing the Wheel of Fortune. There's a potential here for a Wheel of Fortune to spin when you are in that place of emotional honesty with yourself and you know that you're not alone and you feel, remember, when you remember that you're bigger than this temporary experience. Because now I'm seeing the image of like a higher self. What would you ask your higher self about these experiences, the experience of depression or the experience of anxiety or whatever else is particular to you? What would you ask your higher self? Then listen for the answer. Listen for what comes through. This is part of moving through these energies, is to look at in your chart what Neptune is showing you. So Neptune can be at first the energy of separation. Neptune can be where we feel also that victim or self-pity energy. It can be separation consciousness. Below this podcast and below this video, I have for you another resource about five types of consciousness and how at first we can feel the separation consciousness, that everything happens to me, I don't have any power, I don't have any choices, again, that weight, that heaviness. And yet there's ways to spiral up into new perspectives, and I take you through that, through separation consciousness, earth consciousness, heart consciousness, awakening consciousness, and cosmic consciousness. And this is understanding the different ways of looking at energies and different perspectives to take, because so often you can get stuck in that separation consciousness, and again, you cave in or you don't see what the bigger picture is. And yet there's a new opportunity here to manage your own energy, to work with it, to not be hard on yourself. For example, sometimes that the Pisces energy or the strong Neptune can show up as melancholy, of just feeling low, of feeling a sadness, of just having that come up every now and then. And understanding that that's part of who you are, that's part of what your energy is, you can just allow it and not be hard on yourself, not take it personally. It can be that sense of, okay, this is something I'm just moving through. I know it won't last forever. I know that it's something that I'm meant to just be gentle with myself, not be too hard on myself. That's really important. So, again, you come back to how to love yourself, Venus. when you know your emotional needs, the moon, you can help build up more of your confidence through Mars and through the sun, because the sun is your energy, your big energy. It's the biggest energy in your natal chart, and it needs to feel good about itself. And then your Mercury is how you listen to yourself and you listen to your own truth. And sometimes that anxiety can get really big if there's too much Mercury, if there's too much mental chatter or thoughts, or it doesn't calm down. So these are all the ways that we are beautifully complicated and beautifully layered with so many different parts of ourselves. And please know that there are tools available. There are ways to work with these things, whether they are situational, temporary, or lifelong. I mean, if it's a chronic experience of anxiety, then you would want to seek appropriate medical help. And know that this is what I believe that I offer to you, is that we showed up here as souls because there's more tools, resources, and experts than ever before to deal with some of these energies. And another thing I want to offer is that you could be feeling something that's in other dimensions, in other timelines, in other lifetimes. And that alone, in fact, you could find something in your Akashic records or a past life regression that reveals more of that story and what that story, how that story is weighing on you, or how that fear is coming up. Because you could have a fear that's coming up from another lifetime or timeline that has been triggered so that you can move through it in this lifetime and not carry it in your soul imprints. So that's also a way to depersonalize and detach from some of these stories, is that understanding how there's ways to move through it and to energetically clear it so that you aren't stuck in that energy. It can also help when you see any of these transits coming in your chart, or when it looks like it's going to be a rough time. I would say schedule a session or do something energetically to take care of that, to kind of feel like I have choices here. I can move this. I can work with this. I'm going to work with it consciously and from a sense of my power. And also know that we never escape our own humanness, and that we are emotional beings, we are energetic beings, we are intuitive beings, we are spiritual beings, we have all these gifts, and that even when it feels like it's hard or heavy, the energies can always move. Again, I see this wheel of fortune that spins, because it's like stepping onto that that wheel, and like, no, I'm going to move this in my favor. I'm going to work through this. I know I can do something to not be stuck. I also think that guided meditations can be wonderfully helpful because they give you new visualizations and new ways to see your energy or to see the potentials. On YouTube, I really like Steve Noble meditations. Steve Noble. He has great meditations, guided meditations, beautiful. Check those out too. So we're out of time here, but I hope this has given you some insights into your chart, where to look. Keep in mind you can always follow transits at astro.com, www.astro.com, and there you can see the transits that are happening for you right now, today, as well as in the next 6 months. And you can also look at your extended astrology chart if you wanted to see where the transits are right now. This is a little bit more advanced. If you have more advanced astrology knowledge, you would really probably like everything you can learn and follow. And again, I just want to offer that it's about returning to your place of power when it feels like it's all outside of you, or it's overwhelming, or it's too much. it's come back into, why did I choose to move through this energy? And what am I learning? And what am I here to love about myself in a new way, in a higher way, and unconditionally? So, thank you for joining me. I'll be back every Wednesday for the next weekly intuitive astrology podcast. And in the meantime, I appreciate you connecting, and I hope that this show gave you some insights and some things to consider and to look at in your own astrology chart. Thank you for joining me, friends. I appreciate you, and I look forward to connecting with you in the next show. Take good care. Bye-bye.